Radio friends, may I humbly greet you in the traditional way. Happy New Year to you, your family, spouse, and all who are very dear to you. You may have noticed that there is a change in the voice you have been familiar with. It may trace you to know that our Master Jesus called his servant Dr. Joshua Ihemenem Ohera home. He's presently with the Lord. His memory will ever remain with us. To God be the glory, honor, and power in Jesus' name. The same God that anointed him has equally anointed me to continue from where he stopped. Let us pray. Our dear Father in heaven, thank you for bringing us into a new year. It is not because we are better citizens or that we are the best of your children. It is all by your grace and mercy. And now that you have bestowed such grace upon us, help us to choose to live in the right way. Help us to scale up our intimate relationship with you and serve you better. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Radio friends, our topic today is Press Forward. Our text is from Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to verse 14. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to verse 14. And I read, "Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Radio friends, let me announce to you that God wants you to succeed this year. You may not have had a too sweet past, yet we must be grateful to our God for bringing us into a new year and to have reached where we are presently. You may not have a not too sweet past, yet we must be grateful to our God for bringing us into a new year and to have reached where we are presently. We human beings like to highlight failures more than successes. But our Master Jesus is saying to us, press forward. Our failures or past is not supposed to define who we are, at least not in times of our life in Christ Jesus. Beloved Apostle Paul, through the Holy Spirit, is telling us something here. He says he has not reached the level of intimate relationship he really wants. He was pressing to take hold of that level of relationship with God. He wanted it so badly that he made an intentional choice. Friends, to forget is a choice. Likewise, to forgive is a choice. To press forward is another choice. All these choices must be intentional. This year, we must make some choices. What are the choices? Number one, it's a choice to consistently study the Word of God and teach the same if you are so opportuned. We must study to transform and decrease conformity to the Word. Bible studies must be transformational. Knowledge that is not applied or used is not useful. The book of Romans chapter 2 verse 13 says, "For it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it is those who obey the law who will be declared righteous." Therefore, study with the aim to obey the principles in the Word of God. The second choice we have to make is to become an intercessor. If there is anything we should press forward to, it is to raise a praying church and a praying community. We should raise our prayer level. We know that prayer is the key to an intimate relationship with God. But do we really engage in prayer? It will be an error to remain on the same level of prayer this year as you were last year. Press forward to increase in prayer. Receive skill in understanding like Daniel. begin to hear from God. You can be an intercessor for your family, for your workplace, your church, your country, even Nigeria. Tune down selfish prayers that center on your person and concern alone. You can learn to pray without manuals. Press forward. We shall continue with this topic in next edition. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, it is your will that we press forward towards the goal of our calling. Help us, O God, our Father, to determine to exert energy towards achieving this. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.